Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's look and see how the composite futures are trading. In Kansas City, May wheat 7.20 1/4, down 6.5. July 7.25 1/2, down 6 3/4. May wheat in Chicago 6.76, down 11 3/4. July 6.80 1/4, down 10 3/4. May corn 6.52 3/4, down 42 1/2. July 6.35, down 41. September 5.49, down 14. December 5.32 3/4, down 5 3/4. May soybeans 13.92 1/2, down 12 1/4. July 13.71 1/4, down 14 1/4. November 12.50 1/4, down 1 1/4. May soybean meal 3.99.20, down 5.50. May soybean oil 49.90, down 21. April live cattle 128.75, down 15. April feeders 145.20, up 180. And April lean hogs are 80.65, and they are up a nickel.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Auditory Care Center, an independent hearing care center serving Champaign, Piatt, Ford, Vermilion, and other East Central Illinois counties. Auditory Care Center offers hearing evaluations as well as selection, fitting, and repair of hearing aids at 892-5959 in Rantoul.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the synthetics, when we left the scene at the end of last week, in the options were only down 16, 17, 18 more cents. But overnight, traders beat corn way down to a low. Well, 6.51 1/2 in the lead option contract. And we clawed our way back up as the overnight session progressed. And then when the gates opened in the open cry, the bottom fell out.
Yeah, we've gone back down, and especially the whole corn testing the overnight low there. It seems as if, the market sharply one way or the other, once we do reach that 9:30 trade, the computer traders want to press the market whichever direction it is, see if there's some follow-through or not. We've done that. Now the key is whether we can hold these recent lows or not. Downside from here is probably another 10 cents from the overnight lows in the corn, and another 8 to 12 cents in the beans from the overnight lows. So we'll see if there's some buying interest that surfaces here on this break. Didn't see any big export business surface here so far on this break, but I would imagine that the function of the market is to seek out some demand, and we'll be seeking that demand out here fairly shortly.
You would think end users would be coming forward at any moment.
Well, if you're long in the market, you would hope so. Yes, sir. But this is definitely a good opportunity for those needing to get some coverage on to step forward here sometime first part of the week here to get that job done.
I know traders in Japan and South Korea both have voiced that they want to purchase corn, and between the two of them, it's almost it's almost 2 million metric tons.
Yeah, South Korea's came forward and bought 1.55 million metric tons of feed corn and wheat both. There is some demand in the market, but whenever you get a free fall like this, the tendency is just keep your hands in your pocket here until we do get some type of technical turnaround or get to a price objective that's been attractive.
How do you come about the dime lower in your analysis?
Well, if you go back from the lows we made there a year ago last June and the highs we made last fall, it's just some simple retracement levels that would hopefully catch in here that the end user will see and want to use to get some coverage on. Failure to hold those retracement levels, of course, will project some lower levels. I'm not saying we're going to turn around and go higher. The trend is down. The market is going to go lower longer term, but the magnitude of the sell-off we've seen here from last Thursday and overnight last night would suggest the market's searching for a little near-term low and get the so-called dead cat bounce.
So now we turn our attention to weather, yes?
Pretty much so. I mean, it's in the hands of the weatherman. There's a little bit of weather for everybody out there, the bull and bear both. We'll see how the forecast unfolds in through here. This afternoon, state breakdown on planning progress is going to show, pretty good progress in the west and a little bit of pickup here in the southeast, for say. But the weather is warming up, and the sun's going to shine this week, and we'll see what next week's weather brings.
And I think in this report we'll get our first national look at the hard red winter wheat crop. Up till now, we've had to kind of look at the state reports and kind of combine them together ourselves. It should remind us that that particular crop has some needs a little bit of help yet.
Yeah, April. It's April Fool's Day, so hopefully there'll be no fooling around on these reports. Get them out and get them going here and see where we are as a nation, right?
So I imagine the phones were ringing like mad among hedgers. What are you telling them?
Well, not to panic right here. Basis still remains firm. If you still have some old crop inventory, we're not going to go back to where we were, those higher levels, but we feel there will be some recovery. It's going to take time. For those that feel the pressure, we recommend putting a price floor under you. That way, if the market does turn around, go higher, you don't feel like you sold the low. Plus, two, you can pick up some depreciation in basis. If the market goes higher, that price floor, you won't need that price floor, and that's the most you have at risk wherever you use to establish that price floor. It's a win-win situation overall. You can still hang on in case there is some diverse weather patterns here as we move more in the growing season. But, overall, as a producer hanging on to grain, there's still, considerable downside risk yet.
For some producers who have to pay significant cash rents, December corn at 532 is probably getting close to their profit break-even point, I would think.
Well, it varies greatly from producer to producer. You'd be real surprised how much that does vary. One interesting fact, though, for guys that do push the pencil, when they did buy the crop insurance, they basically said these corn needs to go down to 530, 520 before it starts.
Right.
Kicking in. Well, we're here. So I know there's moving targets on that. There's price and there's yield, of course, but there's that little gap in there between the actual price and the price that the insurance starts to kick in. So it's quite interesting. We're there already.
What else are you keeping an eye on?
Well, kind of the outside market factors here. Investor confidence. Investor confidence is about zero in the grains right now. They're pretty well, wanting out of the long position in the grains. It's been a long ride for them. But the outside market investor confidence is hanging in there. I mean, the Dow's, at all-time highs, and the S&Ps and so forth. So overall investor confidence outside the grains is strong. And I feel that's really going to be important to keep that attitude because down the road, if we would run into some weather problems, they'd be willing to come back into the grain complex.
It's all water under the bridge because the reports are out, but I have 30 seconds left, so I'm just going to ask you, do you have any idea why USDA missed it by so much?
They didn't. They're juggling numbers around. If you go back and listen to all your analysts and what they said, that the ending stocks on corn was below pipeline supplies, the ending stocks will have to go up, and that was too small of a number. And so they're preparing to raise the ending stocks on corn to get more in line with pipeline flow that they feel it's at. So it's a shocker, but yet it was not really a shocker.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. May corn, 652.5, down 42.75. December, 533, down 5.5. May beans, 1391, down 13.75. November, at 1250, and they are down 1.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.